I have Simon from the Acorns at the old Brentwoods Rugby Club. Hello, Simon. How are you?
Fine, fine. Lovely day today.
Lovely. I tell you, lots of people as well, which is brilliant for the Strawberry Fair, I think.
Definitely, definitely.
Compared to last year.
Well, the weather makes a difference.
A lot, yeah. So why are you here today?
We're here to just sort of spread the word about the old Brentwood Acorns, a rugby club that started last September.
Right.
And to hand out flyers to prospective new players. We're running sides from under 7 all the way up to under 15s next year. And we're recruiting players of all age groups and all abilities.
Yeah, and boys and girls as well.
Mixed, boys and girls up to the age of under 12s. Right. They play mixed teams. After that, the girls have to split away.
Yeah.
We have several girls, and actually they really enjoy it. The under 7s and under 8s play tag rugby, so it's no contact at that level.
Yeah.
And then after that, the rugby elements get gradually brought in as each age group gets older. They bring more elements in.
Ah, so how's it going today? How do you find?
Yeah, lots of people, lots of interest. Yeah. A lot of people. We have Brentwood Rugby Club down the road here, and we're old Brentwoods. We're up the end of the straight mile.
Right.
And a lot of people, because we're tucked away up there, don't realise we're there. So this is part of our publicity drive, is to actually say to people there is another club here.
Yeah.
And our numbers have sort of grown from... We finished the season with 75 children.
That's good.
And they're growing all the time. People are getting interested and coming along. They're bringing their friends along, the kids that have been playing this year. We have 20-odd coaches all qualified and CRB checked. And yeah, we're looking to recruit. And our philosophy is about them having some fun.
Yeah, that's the main thing about sports,
Sport is sport, but it's got to be fun as well. If you want kids to carry on playing, they've got to be smiling and having fun.
Definitely. And right time as well when the World Cup just finished. Now.
Well, unfortunately, I'd like to have seen England play on a little bit longer in the World Cup, but it does make our job a little easier. We're trying to promote rugby. If the England football team do well, obviously the kids all want to play football.
But
it's a case of, they are competing sports, but for the younger age group, they play football on a Saturday and they can play rugby on a Sunday. And also, we're not trying to force people to play rugby. You need to want to play any sport. So it's about bringing people down, letting them try and see how they enjoy it. And most of them have enjoyed it and have stayed.
That's good, that's good.
Next week we have an open day at the Old Brentwoods on Sunday the 29th of June between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m.
Where would that be held?
That's at the Old Brentwoods Clubhouse, Ashwells Road. In Bentley.
Anyone
can come along, have a look, meet the team of coaches and the admin people, and see a lot of the players. We'll be doing some games, not rugby orientated games, but some sort of games and things for the kids to enjoy.
And just
have a look at the facilities and see, and have a chat with us and find out. Because
really
in September, we want more players, we want more kids. We've had a great season, a great first season, and we want to continue with that.
Yeah. Okay, good luck with that one, Simon. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, too.
Thank you. Right, I have Maureen from Brentwood Tenants together. How are you, Maureen?
I'm fine, thank you. Lovely day, thank goodness.
Yes. This is all what we hope for, you know, good weather and everyone turns up.
Yeah,
and
plenty of people. It's good to see everybody.
Yeah, and how does Brentwood Tenants together work and how...
Right, we've got two actual groups. Tenant Talkback Group, of which I'm chair, sits in the town hall, and we deal with all the legalities and the governance of what the council can do for us and what we can do for them.
Right.
Tenant Participation is all of the residents associations in Brentwood and the rural areas all meet together. Anything that they wish to do or choose to do or decide to do, we take to the Talkback Group, and then it's voted on and agreed.
Okay.
We're also allowed to, the Talkback Group are allowed two representatives on the council housing panel. So that our voice is heard. Normally, 9 times out of 10, we're viewed favourably, and we can get little things done.
Yes.
But the participation groups, they all have different little groups, different areas. And they raise money for gardening clubs, they do social activities, quiz nights, get-togethers, in their local communal areas.
Right.
We're also outreaching now and asking council tenants if they'd like to be a monitor or an ambassador for their area.
Okay, that's good.
They haven't got to join a group.
Yes.
They can be an individual.
Yeah.
And all this is to achieve improvements for the council and improvements for council tenants.
Right, yeah. And how do people find out about Brentwood Tenants Together?
Doing things such as this, yeah. Publicity, promotion. Yeah. We've been to Phoenix FM
right.
A couple of times.
You have come to us, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anywhere that we can distribute leaflets,
yes.
Publicity.
Yeah. Do you have websites or telephone numbers?
We have the council website.
Okay, it's all under there.
It's all under there.
Yeah. Okay then, right. Thank you for your time, Maureen.
Thank you very
much. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And the same to you.
Yes. And I have Julie from Romford Greyhound Home and Kennels. How are you, Julie?
I'm fine, thank you.
How's your day going?
Yeah, really, really good. It's really a lovely day today.
Is this the first year you've been?
No, we came last year.
Right.
It was a bit windy, but this year
it was.
Much
I remember.
Better.
Yeah.
But no, it's much better this year.
Uh huh. And what do you do?
We find homes for retired greyhounds. We have a kennel up in Brentwood off Ashwells Road.
Right.
We hold about 45 retired greyhounds. All looking for homes.
Yeah.
And that's why we're here today, to raise money to feed them and everything else. And
right.
In their
lots of interest, lots of...
Various... they're very popular pets now. People really are going for a greyhound now.
Uh-huh.
They're so laid back and easy to manage, so they're a very good pet.
They are, yeah. And awareness, do the owners that are here as well, or... Greyhound owners?
No, there's no owners here, but well, there is people behind the store that's had greyhounds off me, obviously.
That's it, yeah.
But,
that's
what you mean. Yeah, the people behind the store have had greyhounds off me, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, now they're fundraising for us, so.
Okay.
Very nice, yeah.
And busy year this year? Or how long has the organisation been running for?
No, we've been going for about 25 years, but we've just recently moved kennels, so it's very slow at the moment because no one knows where we are.
Right.
So I'd like to tell everybody that we've now moved into Ashwells Road.
Right.
In Pilgrim's Hatch.
Uh-huh.
And that's where our home in Kennel is now.
Yeah, do you have a website or Facebook?
Yes, we do. Yeah. We're www.rgoa.org.uk.
Right, and do you have a Facebook?
We do, yes. Yep. Just the RGOA.
Okay, yeah. So, okay, so anyone interested? Then,
yeah,
then
definitely.
Come
on. We're desperate for dog walkers, so if they're interested in dog walking, then phone number's 01708 640 895.
Right.
That is our old kennel number, but that'll put you straight through to my mobile, yeah.
Yeah.
We're just about to have the phone put in this week, so we're all...
So it's all moving upwards,
yeah.
That's good that you spread it as well.
Yeah.
Okay then, Julie. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.